W. Give me an O. Give me an N.
No!
Close enough. Give me a Y.
No.
That was weird. Anyways, what does that spell? Seriously? You don't know? It's Wony, people. Wony.
That's not even a word!
All right, there's no need to be so harsh about it. Everybody just needs to calm down. You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, April 6th, Chuck's Comedy Club presents Kate Sisk, happening at 9 p.m. in the Hunt Union Waterfront. On Tuesday, April 7th, the men's baseball team plays New Paltz at 12 p.m. at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. Also on Tuesday, women's softball plays Hamilton at 3:30 p.m. at the Red Dragon Softball Field. And as usual, Trivia Tuesday will be happening at 9 p.m. at the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union. On Wednesday, April 8th, at 4 p.m., the women's lacrosse team plays New Paltz at the Red Dragon Field. On Thursday, April 9th, join the Love and Literature Club for a mocktails and mingling event happening at 6 p.m. in Fitzell, Room 203. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your Wony Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. My name's NJ. This is Kitchen Sink. And yes, awesome. Guys, I'm nervous today, and that's unusual. So I might say funny things. But that's not unusual. Anyways, okay. Today is my redemption show because last week was kind of evil and I don't know what happened, but nothing worked. And I tried my best and nothing worked. So that was kind of evil. But we're back and hopefully things are working today. If someone could confirm, that would be great. It was kind of tragic. I was like talking into the void. And usually it's like I'm talking into the void because like there's no one here to tell me that they're listening to me. But like I was really talking into the void because like no one was actually listening to me because like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I'm not an engineer. I don't know. Anyways, but okay. Today we're doing spring vibes, which is really tragic because it's snowing. Happy April. Yeah, so that's really awesome and really cool. But it's okay because the end of this week is supposed to be really lovely. So I'm very excited for that. Let's look at the weather, shall we? Wednesday, sunny. High of 48. So thrilling. It's going to get up to like the mid-60s by Friday. And then the weekend looks decent. Guys, things are looking up. So that's really cool. So yeah, spring songs today, fun vibes. Yeah. I feel like I want to dive in and then I'll yap about my awesome weekend and other things after. So we're going to start with the song that like inspired this show, because I listened to it last week where I was planning this and I was like, boom, inspiration to the max. I was inspiration maxing. The song is called Sunshine and it's by the Brummies. And I hope you like it a lot. And I'm hoping and praying that everything works. So let's see.
Breaking the rules. What a life, I'm big stars and a good woman in charge. Got me falling in, got me falling in hard. Moments we can't fake. Yes, the angels never leak the expiration days. So come on, baby, let's do this right. I think I like falling in love in the bedroom light. I won't question it.
Period. That was Where Have All the Cowboys Gone by Paula Cole. Super epic, awesome song. Shout out to my mom because she plays that song a lot. And it's a good song. And, yeah. Prior to that was Bathroom Late by Mountjoy. And Sunshine by the Brummies. The vibes are up. Kind of. Period. Guys, okay, wait, let me talk about April Fools real quick. Because I was really going to have an awesome April Fools, and then it was slightly awesome, but not super awesome. But guys, I felt like a super duper prankster. You know? I kept texting my friends and telling them, I see you. And then they'd look around and I wouldn't be there, and it was really awesome. But it kind of failed once because I texted my one friend and he was in his room. And he was like, where are you? I said, check your window. He did. He did check his window. So I guess I got him. But that was funny. And then I tried to prank my other friends and it kind of failed miserably. And I don't want to talk about it. And I'm the one that brought this up. No, guys, it was really tragic. I was supposed to like jump out of a closet and like grab them. And then I got like scared. So I didn't do it. And then I was standing in the closet and I was like, what am I supposed to do right now? So anyways, and then I was given a second chance and I failed at that one too. But it's okay, guys. It's okay because we bounce back. So, and me and my coworkers were going to prank our boss, but then we decided not to because we couldn't come up with a good prank and she would probably get mad at us. So I guess we dodged a bullet with that one, but also it would have been funny. It would have been really funny. So maybe we should do May Fools on the 1st of May, just so that I can, maybe this is what I'll do, is the first of every month I'll prank someone. I won't, but it's a good idea to store in my head. And I think it would be funny. But it really, like, April Fool's this year really unleashed something in me. And I was like, yes, I'm going to get everyone. Like, everyone will get pranked in some way or another. It's going to happen. And I did an okay job. I was going to prank my parents by telling them that I got a cat. But then I decided not to. So, yeah, that's my story for today. If anyone wants to call in and tell me about awesome April Fool's pranks, that would be really cool and would bring me a lot of joy. So, just a thought. But yeah. I have a lot of music for today, and we're not going to get to all of it, and that's fine. I'm looking at it all right now, and I'm like, I don't know where to start, but I found somewhere where to start. So we're going to start there. Okay, guys, the craziest thing happened. So I went home for Easter and Friday night, my dad's a big fire pit guy. You know, he calls it, I forget what he calls it. So, factory reset, where he lights a fire outside and then he sits there and sometimes he plays music. Sometimes he just sits in silence. I don't know. But I was out there and we were talking and then the music came on, as it tends to do. And I played a song for my dad. I played two songs. One of them, he was like, okay, it's okay. The other one, he was like, oh, I like this. Can you put this on my playlist? Can you put this on my playlist just so I like know the guy's name? And I was like, oh my God. Wow, that's the first time this has ever happened in my life, that my dad has liked a song and an artist that I've provided to him enough for him to be like, oh, like, put this on my playlist. So that was a huge win. And it's a song from, like, probably my favorite album right now. The album's called Big Roller. It's by this guy, Blake Ruby. I've talked about this album 8 billion times before on my show. Came out on my birthday. Happy birthday. Happy 21st. Here's this awesome album. That's what he said to me when he dropped the album. And I didn't listen to it until a couple months later because I didn't know it came out. Yeah, he said that to me. Okay, but it's the best thing in the world. You should listen to it in total. But here's his song called Table for Two that I really like. So enjoy it. And if you don't tell me, because it'll make me sad. It's my favorite album, guys. Like, what the heck? Okay, here we go.
Your change, was your soul rediscovered? Was your heart rearranged? Are you still taking pills in the morning? And did you lose that longing now for a walk through an ocean town? 'Cause this town's just an ocean now. You don't hate the summers, you're just afraid of the space, asking strangers for answers to forget what they say. A boat beside a dock in the sunlight, nothing but the water in the sunrise now. Just the lack of an open mouth, 'cause this town's just an ocean now. Dad, I miss this place, your head and your heart. And my dad still tells me when they're playing your songs, laughing at the way you would say if only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic lights. They'd make me a star, they'd make me a star. I wanna go to Maine. I wanna go to Maine. Your head and your heart. And my dad still tells me when they're playing your songs, laughing at the way that you would say if only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic lights. They make me a star, they make me a star. Once you've had your change of heart, 'cause we're no more than the fossils on Crescent Beach, State Park. And we used to sing along to church bells on Sundays, and can you even hear them from the subway now?
And I hope that we make you proud, 'cause this town's just an ocean now.
Hello, everybody. I'm back. You just heard Turn the Lights Back On by Josh Gilligan, My Goat, and then Maine by Noah Kahan, and then Crane Song by Toledo. Where is Toledo? Wait, I'm going to guess. Guys, I'm really good at cities and what states that they're in. My guess is that Toledo, let's see, what's it giving? It's giving Utah. Let's see if I'm right. Let's see if I'm right, because I'm really good at this. Where is Toledo? I was close. It's in Ohio. Utah and Ohio are basically the same in my head. I'm going to take that as a win. My family and I have a joke that, like, so you know how there's, like, Portland, Maine and Portland, Oregon? But I always say that there's, like, Portland. Wait, what's... I don't even remember. Do I say, like, it's Portland, Illinois? I don't know. But I'm really good at knowing where cities are. And I'm really cool for that. Okay, guys, I'm locking in right now because I'm awesome and I'm actually going to play a song from Rotation. Shout out Jesse for telling me to. You're my goat. Where the heck is it? Okay, I found it. Indie folk. Okay. Okay, period. That's next, though. Let me yap for a little bit more, shall we? What do I have to yap about? Guys, this weekend was evil and crazy. I feel like my house was like a clown car, because people were just like, 8 billion people were in and out of my house this weekend, and it was tragic. But honestly, I'm glad I went home because my friends had a crazy weekend too. Shout out Shanique, happy birthday. Shout out Cade, happy birthday. So many birthdays. I feel like there's more coming up soon, but we'll get there when we get there. But I know, I know three people that suffered head injuries this weekend. And so I'm kind of happy that I was home and not in the craziness that was Oneonta this weekend, apparently. But yeah, I ate good Easter food, and that was a win. And yes, I had a really genius idea that kind of backfired. But like, you know those hollow chocolate bunnies? I bit off its ears and I put a little drink in there and it was kind of awesome. So I would recommend doing that if you would like to. Some chocolate milk in there. Delicious. And then you get to eat the bunny. Perfect. Or you could reuse the bunny as a cup if you really wanted to. But you can't wash it, so maybe don't do that. Just a thought. Just a really awesome genius thought that I had in case you guys were curious about that. If you want to hear more awesome genius thoughts, I don't know. I just say them sometimes and you just really have to catch them. Okay. Yes. I'm trying to think what else I can yap about. Guys, I climbed up I was clip baiting. I feel like I'm rambling right now, but I was clip baiting this weekend and on my drive home, I climbed up a fire tower. And then I brought my violin up a fire tower so that I could play it and sing a little song. And I was hardcore clip baiting because who just does that? Or clip farming? It's clip farming, not clip baiting. I'm getting my words confused. But like, who just does that? I do, I guess. But it was fun and it was really terrifying. And then the worst part was that the latch, like, I climbed up all the stairs. The latch to, like, get on the actual platform that was the fire tower was closed and locked. So, like, I just had to sit on the stairs. And I was like, wow, this really stinks. But I did it. And it was terrifying and fun. And I think a family heard me screaming. Because I was kind of screaming. But it was thrilling and made me happy, I guess. So, anyways, I'm going to play a song now and you're going to listen to it and I'm going to listen to it and then there's going to be more songs. And then we're almost over. We're almost done. Thank you. Okay. My words are failing me, so wait a second. Okay, we're good. Okay, let's go. Pajarito. huge win. That song was really cute. So that's awesome. Guys, what are the vibes right now? We're going to go a little bit off script, actually, just because I'm feeling kind of crazy. And I'm going to play my crazy song that we've heard a lot. And it's blanking on me what it's called. No, I've got it. I'm going to require everyone to get up and do a little dance when this song plays. Actually, I don't know. I feel like I overplay it. Maybe I shouldn't. Because there's only so much of Witch Doctor by Alvin and the Chipmunks that one can take. So I'm kind of on the fence now. Maybe I'll play something from Phineas and Ferb in a second. Maybe that'll be the vibe. Wait, but now what if people really wanted to hear Witch Doctor by Alvin and the Chipmunks? Okay, so I guess I have to play Witch Doctor by Alvin and the Chipmunks. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. But if you do like it, I hope you have a fun dance party. Here we go.
Yeah, in the place to be. Chipmunks on the MIC. Witch Doctor. Everybody can it.
I'm gonna take you to the top. to call me and come over and just hang in my room.
In my room, in my room.
You used to tell me about a song that you heard on the radio. I think I wanna take back what I said. I let you better sing songs me and you. How come I never hear from you? When you need me, baby, you could call me again. But you ain't got a lot of your friends. You could tell them that I'm your man. Take time away from them. Oh, I think that they would understand. Yeah, go ahead and tell them. Oh. It seems you really only call me, baby, when we're alone. Reaching for your hand and you don't react. You don't even laugh anymore. I think I'm gonna hold back all my tendencies to give my all to somebody who don't give back to me. Baby, I could be wrong again. When you need me, girl, you know I'll always be there. Yeah, I just wanna feel like yours again. I've written too many songs about you. Yeah, if you believe me, whatever the circumstance, you can be sure I'm a man.
Or whatever you use to do, do it again.
Hey, oh, 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 oh.
Hello, it's me, I'm back, and I'm here to say my closing remarks. But prior to the, or before I do that, that was You Used To by Charlie Berg, my goat. Also, he posted pictures of his new merch because he's going on a tour opening for like two bands, or a band and then like a solo artist person, I don't know. And I'm like, oh my God. But he said that the shirts are only at the shows. And I want one of those shirts. So I'm like, oh my gosh, do I go to the show now? Let's see. The one in New York is April 28th. And it's in the city, which means it's very many hours away. And April 28th is a Tuesday. Is it worth it? I'm going to have to talk with myself. about that. But Charlie Berg's my goat. Anyways, before that song was Moonshine by Stephen Day, who I'm also seeing hopefully in the city, hopefully this summer, hopefully. My goat. And then obviously Witch Doctor by Alvin and the Chipmunks, because you can't not play Witch Doctor by Alvin and the Chipmunks. Awesome. Okay. My closing remarks. This was awesome. I hope everyone also had an awesome time. That was really a really thrilling awesome. I was really convincing, I'm sure. Okay. Had a great time today, gang. Okay, sorry. I need to stop. I need to lock in. Happy Monday. I hope everyone has a fantastic week. I'm headed to eat dinner and ice cream with my friends, and I hope everyone can have an enjoyable evening, also maybe eating dinner and ice cream with their friends, or just dinner, or just ice cream, or alone. But eat dinner, because food is fuel, and I hope you all have a great week. The weather is going to get nice, and that is going to be awesome. So stay tuned for more awesomeness. This has been NJ. This has been Kitchen Sink. Farewell.
D'essayer d'avancer.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well,
Go ahead, say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh my, I forgot. This apartment's been rented.